Have you ever wondered why anyone drinks Malort? Or if there are actually lobsters in the Chicago River? Then listen to the Curious City podcast, where we answer all your questions about Chicago and the region. WBEZ's Curious City is part of the NPR network and available wherever you find your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. The U.S. Senate is poised to consider aid for both Israel and Ukraine this week. Tammy Duckworth appears ready to support the measures, one of which includes $26 billion for Israel. The Illinois Democrat says Israel has a right to defend itself, but the roughly $9 billion earmarked for humanitarian aid is a crucial component.
I think we can unite on that, that babies should not be getting killed, but at the same time, babies should not be getting ripped out of their homes on early morning hours and burned to death either.
Duckworth says she still believes in a two-state solution and thinks countries like Saudi Arabia should get more involved in that effort. The House-approved package also includes billions in aid for Taiwan and a measure that could ban the social media platform TikTok in the United States. In Chicago's most recent mass shooting, 5 of the 11 victims were under the age of 20, including 9-year-old Ariana Molina, who was killed. Analysis by WBEZ shows most mass shootings in the city since 2010 have involved a victim under age 20. Mass shootings are incidents where at least 4 people are killed or wounded by gunfire. Data from Gun Violence Archive, a nonprofit research group, shows last year no other U.S. city had more mass shootings than Chicago. Most mass shootings in Chicago occur among a collection of South and West Side communities, including the Back of the Yards neighborhood, where Molina was killed. A compromise plan to expand O'Hare Airport has a new proponent, Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin. Chicago officials have been trying to revamp the airport since 2018, including an improved terminal that serves both international and domestic flights. But Durbin opposed a previous plan, saying it would help airlines before it helped customers. Durbin says his goal is to ensure the project increases gate capacity.
We put billions of dollars into these runways to make them efficient and safe, and that was the right investment to start. Now we got to make sure that the terminals can respond to the traffic that's likely to come in the near future.
Durbin says conversations about the compromise are ongoing, but have moved in the right direction for him to get on board. Young adults incarcerated in Illinois prisons could soon have access to educational opportunities and mental health services. Democratic State Senator Laura Murphy has a bill on the matter. It would allow 18 to 21-year-olds to transfer to juvenile facilities for vocational training and higher education courses. James Swansea is with Restore Justice, a nonprofit aimed at helping formerly incarcerated people reintegrate into society.
As a person that was incarcerated as a child, I definitely would have loved to have this opportunity that this bill presents to further my education.
Individuals would also have access to group therapy, substance use treatment, and case management help. The bill now heads to the Senate for a full vote. Chicago police are asking for the public's help in finding the man responsible for the death of 30-year-old Officer Luis Huesca early Sunday morning. Police released surveillance video of a young man walking before and after the officer's death. Huesca died 2 days shy of his 31st birthday. He was off duty and returning to his Gage Park home on the southwest side when he was gunned down. Today's weather, there should be scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. The high will be in the low 60s. And tomorrow, the high will drop down to 45 degrees. We're expecting mostly sunny skies. Later today, April is National Poetry Month. You might know the actor LaRoyce Hawkins from Chicago PD or Southside, but we want to introduce you to LaRoyce Hawkins, the poet.
That old man replied that the only way to age is to live a long life. He continued and said that most nights he went to bed and slept instead of sitting up with worry and regret, because a century is mentally later than you think, but sooner than you expect.
My Rundown co-host Aaron talks to LaRoyce about poetry, comedy, and why it's important to stay connected to your roots. That's all today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.